Moving along, next person on the stack is Serene Roberts.
Yeah, can I ask how much time is left?
7 minutes.
I'm sorry?
Seven minutes.
Seven, really? Okay.
James for the stack, please.
But so I know that we passed a motion here asking that any TA send a monthly bill explaining exactly with details what each charge they assess, you know, as central services or whatever, is supposed to be covering. Because I don't know about anybody else, but any reference to a billing amount that came from Sam Agarwal, which means it's, what, 3 years old or so, that has still not been explained, is a problem. So I don't know what happened to that motion. It left this committee, and it might have been one of the ones that got postponed at an LSV meeting in August. We're not meeting again until October, but we're still hearing about this same bill. And for 2 months, we have the woman who is the CFO of record, and then we have the woman who actually seems familiar with the account, who used to be the CFO of record. And, you know, with all due respect, and without even naming people, it's clear that any communication that has to happen will have to be initiated by Berthold and be with the woman who used to be the CFO of record, because she's actually the person who knows what's happening on the account. There have been at least 2 National Finance Committee meetings where she promises to call him the next day, and it hasn't happened. And that committee meets, I think, every 2 to 3 weeks. So we're talking about something that's more than a month old at this point. It's kind of ridiculous. I want to say that we're not going to be able to get, I don't see any way that we can reasonably offer a budget for next year that comes with $100,000 deficit, just looking at the numbers, if everything were to work well, because we're going into that with a deficit now and with a deficit from before the current fiscal year. They're cutting staff. People may say they're cutting staff that was bloated and needed to be cut anyway. Perhaps so, but they're not going to cut staff at a station. Sorry, 1 second. Sorry. They're not going to cut staff at a station and then accept from us that we're beginning with almost $1 million in debt and going into something where we're promising to be 6 figures behind. So the draft budget did not leave this committee with any recommendation on acceptance or rejection to the LSB, but I would like to suggest that we take it up again at the next committee meeting. We have to find something definitive that speaks to how we go in at least at zero, and we have to find a professional who can help us raise money. That has to be our priority. We are not meeting our expenses. We cannot go into next year in the same situation. We must hire someone. So any bequest money that's coming down the pike or any special project money that we can generate enthusiasm for has to begin with the agreement that that's where the money is going to be spent. We don't have a choice. There's nothing left to cut, I agree. But we can't go back to our sister stations and say we're in a jam, because guess what? This time other people are in worse jams. Okay.
Marion, the stack, please.
My motion is that we bring the budget back to the table at the next local station board finance committee meeting and do something about it.
All right. Mr. Timekeeper, how much time is left now?
It's time now.
It's time now.
Okay.
All
motion
right.
to extend at least 5 minutes. Mario.
Motion to extend 7 minutes. I think there are now two people on the stack.
Oh.
All right, so...
I want to speak
Mario?
To the... But yeah.
Mario, will you go with the 7 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so seven. So the motion
to
extend the time for this item by 7 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Okay, pass without objection, Mr.
No, I object. I object.
Oh, is there an objection? Okay, 1 second, folks.
We
now,
have Sagatin and we have Mario. What do you think they can do in less than 7 minutes?
What's your motion going to do?
Time is this?
Anyway, hold on 1 second. Okay, so... The motion is to extend 7 minutes. It will take a two-thirds vote. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Please answer up when you hear your name.
Mr. Chair, can you hear me asking you?
What? What question?
The question is everyone clear that there are two people who asked to speak?
All right.
I thought there was no time.
Well, that's why we're moving to extend 7 minutes here. Okay, folks, let's settle down and vote on it one way or another. Please answer up when you hear your name. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 7 minutes. William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Okay, that's a yes. Noel Jameson.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Matt Mazza. Bontrolled Reimers.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Matt Mighty here.
Well, hold on a minute. I'll come back. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Going back, Matt Mazza?
Yes.
Okay, and let's see.
Hazel, yes.
Please wait till I call names. Hold on. Okay, Carolyn McIntyre.
No.
Michael White.
No.
Jack DePalma.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I guess say no.
No? Hazel Pinder.
Yes.
Pinder, yes. I'm looking fast through my list here of who's on. You can vote. And is there anybody whose name I have not called who is an ex officio member, which means you're on the LSB and you get to vote at these meetings? Anybody else? Hearing none, I will say that the vote is in. 5-4, 4 against, 3 abstentions, and it requires a 2/3, so the motion would fail.
Well, I said I'd say something for 2 minutes.
All right. Look, there's a motion to extend. We've gotten there, and there are a number of people left, and that's what's happened. So now, on the other hand, new business will come up. So
okay, that's perfect. All right, fine.
We're not going home yet. More
right.
fun coming. All right.
Well, it was on the topic of the budget, but okay.
All right, next item is set next meeting date. So, looking at calendars here. All right, I'm going to make a motion that we meet next on October 21st. All right? So I move that we meet next October 21st.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes. What's your question?
I made a motion that we bring the budget back to the table for reexamination because we can't go in with a six digit deficit. Are we going to vote on that motion or what?
No, we ran out of time.
The motion had already been presented.
No, come on. You just said something off the top of your head. Time was called. New business is coming up. If you don't, you know, we'll get to new business.
Hang on a second.
I'm hanging on for more than a second.
Be careful not to shout. And I made the motion with my comments, and we were not yet out of time. Because Mario and Sagatin, or Sagatin and Mario, spoke about wanting to get the floor after that.
Yeah,
what happened to the motion?
And they made
sure didn't sound like a motion to me.
They made the motion to extend, which failed.
The issue. I said my motion is that we meet to discuss, bring the budget back at our next meeting. That was my motion.
Work on that for new business, which is next. Let's get the motion on the floor right now is to meet next on October 21st. It's a Wednesday. Any debate on this motion?
Absolutely.
So go ahead.
We should meet in two weeks at the latest. We have to address this motion. The deadline for getting it to the PNB was what? October, I don't remember. I don't have the timeline in front of me, but I know we're late because today's the 16th. 2 weeks would be the 30th, which is the end of the fiscal year. So, and we're still talking about the FY21 budget. So I would like us to meet in 2 weeks. We have to deal with this.
John?
Point of information.
I want to make sure you're done on this topic, right?
2 weeks, September 30th.
All right, so you're making an amendment. Okay, so I have it as motion becoming that we meet on September 30th. Okay? Debate on that. I'll join in on debate on that. Anybody else want to go first?
Can you ask
Michael White to the staff?
I didn't hear that. Well, I heard Michael White. I didn't hear what...
I asked if you could tell those who don't have the floor to mute because we're hearing all this echo.
Yes, could people please mute if they're not about to say something? But then remember that it's going to need to unmute later. Okay, so let me go first here. This is 2 weeks. This is a magic number for those who are kind of new to the committee. In the 16 years of this committee, there have been times when we have tried to meet 2 weeks after another meeting. And I don't know, I can't say it always failed to achieve a quorum, but certainly in the years that I've been chairing this, we always failed to meet a quorum. And I think that, it would keep up. I think 2 weeks has been shown by practice to be too soon for this committee to meet. And we would not have a quorum, and it makes a mess, and it's problematic. I think also the idea that we're going to have a motion to we're going to come up with great things that will change the budget. Well, I think it is too late. We talked about the budget for a number of meetings, and if nobody can come up with some great if nobody has in place a great suggestion for how we're going to make what, hundreds of thousands of dollars that we haven't been making, I don't see that working out. So I'm against the 30th. I'm for defeating the amendment and going with October 21st. Okay. There was somebody else. Was it White? White, yes. Michael White, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just begin with a point of information. The 21st is also currently scheduled for a governance committee meeting. And if we schedule it for that, then those of us who have to worry about that will just have to try and figure out how to deal with it. But, no, I agree with everything that you just said, Arpal. It seems to me that there have been attempts to sort of harry this committee with busy work and, you know, meeting too often is an example of busy work that exhausts people without being productive.
Okay, anybody else on either the amendment or the main motion? The amendment is to meet on September 30th, and the main motion is to meet on October 21st. Anybody else?
William for the stack.
Okay, Hugh Wagner, go ahead.
Thank you. I think that someone's trying to, what was the word, harry, harried committee and things like that are kind of foolish. We've got work to do. And if someone thinks, and obviously the maker of the motion does, and I might agree, that there's a chance someone might come up with an idea to help the budget, to help us not look like we're looking to fail, and have the NFC and the PNB all negative on us and say, well, no, we can't approve their budget. I don't know what they would do with us. So I'm in favor of meeting to give it a try, and I'm not ready to give up and say that it's too much work. It's not too much work. We need to try.
Anybody else?
Hazel for the stack.
Jack DePalma, get on the stack.
Who else is that?
Jack DePalma.
Jack DePalma, okay. Hazel Pinder, Jack DePalma. Go ahead, Hazel Pinder.
Hi. I think it's important. I think the budget's important, and I think we should meet in 2 weeks. And those who can't make it, they can't make it. And those of us who can will be there. I think we need to discuss the budget. It's important.
I will note that the committee discussed the budget for a while. But, okay, next is, who is it, De Palma, right?
Yes, sir, thank you. I won't mute this time. I believe that the budget not only was discussed, but it was passed without recommendation for that reason. So all this attempt to try to reevaluate a budget that already passed without recommendation and now has to go through the process. Budgets are proposals. They're not necessarily actuals, and I understand what Ms. Roberts says. She's absolutely right. We can't keep passing budgets that fail the balanced budget goal, I guess, is what she's pointing to. But meeting in 2 weeks, as Michael said, you could talk things endlessly. The money doesn't come in the door. That's the problem. So thank you very much for...
Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, where are we on time?
Well, we're over, but, you know, this is an important part. So if you want to give a vote and then go on to whatever.
I think you're breaking up. So you say we're over?
We passed the time, but you were talking. But when Doreen started talking about this motion, you know, about the meeting date, we're over time, but this has to be dealt with, right? If we go to a vote, we're fine.
Well, this is what's on the floor. We have a main motion on the floor to meet on the October 21st, and there's a motion to meet on September 30th. So those are the two things.
Then we have to move on.
And we're over time, right?
Yeah, but we have to deal with it. So when we finish that, then whatever else is going to come, it comes, right?
What? I didn't quite catch that.
I think we should have the vote, you know, figure out what the next meeting date is, and then we go on to the next item, all right?
Yes, I agree. That's the deal, since we're out of time. All right, so we're out of time. The first thing we vote on is the amendment. The amendment is that we meet next on September 30th. And let me write that down here. So the motion, the amendment, is to meet on September 30th. Please answer up when you hear your name. William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Noel Jameson.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Matt Mazza. Come back. Bertold Reimers.
Abstain.
Doreen Roberts.
Yes, to the 2 weeks.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Marilyn McIntyre.
No.
Michael White.
No.
Jack DePalma.
No.
Hazel Pinder.
Yes.
Okay, going back, Matt Mazza.
No.
Matt, was that a no?
It's a no.
Matt Mazza, no. Is there anybody else who's currently on this call who is eligible to vote on this call? Are there any other LSB members on this call who haven't voted yet? Hearing none, the vote is 5-4, 6 against, 1 abstention. So the amendment fails. Okay, next we have the motion to meet on October 21st. Is there any objection to that motion?
I object.
Okay. So go to a vote on that. And the motion. Motion is to meet on October 21st. Please answer up when you hear your name. William Heerwagon.
No, and I would amend later to
Noel Jameson.
To earlier.
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. R. Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza.
Yes.
Bertold Reimers.
Abstain.
Abstain. Doreen Roberts.
On the 21st? No. Thanks.
James Sagerton.
I'm going to pass.
You're passing. Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes.
Michael White.
Yes.
Yes.
Jack DePalma.
I say yes.
Hazel Pinder.
No.
Going, there's somebody left out there. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Okay, again, is there anybody from the LSB on here who hasn't voted?
Sean Rhodes
Hearing
is here.
None. Who's this?
Sean Rhodes.
Sean Rhodes. Oh, okay, 1 second.
Hey, Sean.
Okay, Sean Rhodes. Question is, meet next on the 21st of October. How do you vote?
Whether the committee should meet on October 21st?
Yes.
Okay.
You wrote yes, no, or abstain.
I voted yes. I voted yes.
Wait, let's not tell...
what the hell?
Oh, please, as if you haven't done that. Sean, you can vote yes, no, or abstain.
The meeting and someone
what is your pleasure?
Vote on the stream. Oh, God.
I will vote yes.
Okay. All right, so the vote then becomes 8-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions, and people in glass houses should stop throwing stones. Okay, so the meeting will be next on October 21st.
I'm going to try again. I hope I
don't get you again. I apologize. I do.
Okay, so we're meeting next on then. And now the next item on the agenda is new business, which we don't usually get to, but we are getting to it tonight. So,
Mario for this staff.
Okay, I'm hearing. All right,
I was the first one.
I hear Mario. I heard
Michael
Mario.
White to the staff.
Who else wants to be on the stack for new business?
Michael White to the stack.
White on the stack. Who else?
Bertel.
Bertel Reimers. Anybody else? No? Okay.
Carolyn for the stack.
Okay. Carolyn McIntyre to stack. Anybody else on stack? All right. Let's go with this stack. Okay, first is Mario. Mario, go ahead.
Okay. I think you should meet in 2 weeks, but that's passed. So, and here's why. The LSB, which is seems to be the majority here tonight, you got to start working on getting money in. And so I broke this down. If it's $120,000 to run the station, and I just did 30 days. If you divide that into 30 days, it's about $4,000 a day. Then I figured, well, what's prime time on the station these days? I figured 5 a.m. to about 9 p.m. So that's 16 hours. You divide that in there, it's about $250 an hour. So you mean to tell me that from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., the producers can't raise $250 each?
Excuse me, William, I'm so sorry. I have to go to a governance meeting, so please, at the Pacifica, PNB governance meeting. Sorry.
Yeah, tell them about this here, Wagon.
All right, let's okay, I hear, okay, William, here, Wagon.
All right.
We hear you.
All right,
okay,
so
Mario,
they can't raise $250 each. Now, if you encompass or add in that, the overnight, if they raise some money, so the station can't raise $4,000 a day, and the LSB, which is the majority independents now, can't figure this out. They can't come up with ways to do this. We just keep doing these meetings and all this other stuff. And Pacifica is saying, look, if you don't show that you're actually focusing on doing something and you want to just go get grants and you focus on doing something to raise money and figure out how to do that and how to enroll people and how to involve everybody at the station and producers to do that, you guys need to be replaced. So one last point. You know, one way this could be done is that if a producer doesn't want to participate in promoting the station, then they don't get an hour. They don't get a time slot. And one thing could be tabling around the city, weather permitting, locations permitting, and producers need to go stand guard and need to go and leaflet. They need to go talk to people. They need to do a lot of things more than that. They need to enroll people, sell the station like nobody's business. And if I was in Pacifica and I didn't see this happening, of course I would say, we got a bunch of bumbling people over there, men and women, who don't want to do anything outside the box. And so what are we supposed to do? Take the roast beef off our table for this? So you guys could keep going around and doing this stuff and keep bumbling like that and keep, he's all wet. Think about this, my friends. $250 an hour, and that's in 16 hours. Add the other rest of the hours of the 24. That's how much a producer has to raise to make the $4,000 a day. And you guys can't do that? That's it.
Okay, next is Michael White.
Yes, actually, I think Mario was making some good points. And I was asking Bertel, because we now have many, many fundraising hours. These fundraising hours are for, guess what? Fundraising. These hours can be beautifully and expertly filled. And what that takes is the producers stepping up to the chore of filling those fundraising hours by proposing really good programming that can be mission-based and content-based and that will raise money for the station. And any producer who wants to can get on the air a lot more by claiming these spots and showing what they can do in terms of raising funds. Now, I have noticed, and this comes up in terms of looking at management, there are those who say that it is management's job to promote and support producers who are not popular, and that if management is not promoting unpopular producers and producers who do not attract revenues, then management is not doing its job. On the other hand, there are people who say that management should expect producers to promote the station, exactly the reverse. I think that good content translates into listener support. It translates into listener membership. So this is what we should be doing. And I don't know that producers are attuned to what they should be doing, because we have spokespeople for the producers who keep saying that the producers should be allowed to do nothing, and the producers should be encouraged to just lay back and wait for the day when something's going to happen where they will be promoted when they don't themselves are not themselves developing, growing an audience. The best shows that I think we have on the air involve producers that are very busy promoting the value of their content. And the value of the, and when the value of their content is there, we get additional listeners and we get support, because people want to support the provision of that content and more of it. And this is the way we grow the station. This is the way that we build up listenership. Listenership brings in more money, but it also brings in eligibility for CPB money. And I don't know why the producers are not taking the opportunity. We have all of these slots up for grabs, these fundraising slots. These fundraising slots are for what? I just said it. These fundraising slots are for fundraising. And it's an opportunity for the producers to get on the air. So this is what should be going on. And I think we really need to stress this and get the message out. And this is the way that we need to grow the revenues of the stations. It is important that we keep WBAI as listener supported, because if we try and fill in the gaps with funds that come from donations from foundations that are corporately controlled, then we stop being different from national propaganda radio, NPR. So, and I really encourage more discussion on this. And at the same time, I see a huge deflection of what we should be doing, what we should be focusing on, which is what I just talked about, into proposed micromanagement that is designed to distract and hamstring everybody, or we simply order Berthold and management, go out, make more money, close the gap, rather than focusing on what's really going to do it. Micromanagement doesn't close any gap. Ordering someone to increase the listenership doesn't result in, you can't order something to make it so. You make it so by bringing about increased listenership and a real loyalty and interest in the content that builds listenership. So that's what I have to say.
Okay, before we go to the next person, I'm putting myself on the stack here. So I'm going to be on the stack later on. Bertold Reimers is next in the stack now.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to reemphasize our finances and you know, because I had given some numbers and people are asking, what are those numbers, what are they not? Okay, so as of June 30th, 2020, we were averaging a deficit of $18,300 per month. As of July 2020, the average went up to $19,200 per month. When August hit, it went up to $24,316.78 per month. And now in September, it's $24,716.07 a month. Hopefully that'll go down because it's just at the beginning of the month, at the middle of the month. But so this was the trajectory. In other words, the summertime with COVID and all of that stuff and everything else. But in general, summertime, things are always slower, especially July, August, and September. And then we're trying to see how we can address that. So there's a lot of talk about how to raise this money. And I applaud those people who are saying that, you know, instead of looking at management, you know, everyone else has to step in and do their part. And I will not point the finger specifically at specific groups or whatever, but I support that sentiment. You know, it's enough. You know, everybody is management. You know, management is basically right now Linda and I. That's it. We're doing everything. It would be nice to have people post their show on the archives. Someone told me I didn't know that we were supposed, you know, it was a requirement to post my show in the archives.
Oh, well, the upcoming shows.
Yeah, upcoming shows. So let's assume it was not a requirement. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to post your show on the archives so that people can see it and refer to it and maybe listen to your show? So that's what I have to say. Done.
Okay, and next is Carolyn McIntyre.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody's comments and the passion and concern and the caring. There are some things, and people are doing some things on the LSB around fundraising. Some of it people don't want to disclose. They are approaching fundraisers. Bertold knows about this. One of the problems is that we're not tracking it and we're not flagging it. So, for instance, there's an LSB member that knows that somebody made a donation, but in terms of when it comes into the station, a sizable donation, it's not being tracked, and they really need to be tracked so that we can nurture the relationship with donors of all kinds. And I don't know if you mentioned this, but some of the things that Bertold is looking into would provide more opportunity to nurture that relationship and let people know if they're donating because they like X show, that, you know, they can get an email that says, oh, well, maybe you'll like this show because it's similar to your interests or something. This is the kind of thing that can be done. And this person who has donors and is tapping into that was saying that she's afraid to go back to them because she doesn't know which ones have already given. And so that's something that needs to be tracked better. And, you know, what I would also say is I just think we all need to appreciate, you know, this community and what Bertold and the producers and the staff do, and listeners and volunteers, that it's such a precious resource. And when it went away, we're approaching the one-year anniversary of the shutdown when WVAI was off the air for a month.
No.
That I think that we really need to appreciate this precious resource. And I want to encourage us all to kind of tone down the criticism and blame because it's so destructive. I've been involved in so many different groups, and I've never been involved in a group where there was so much blame, criticism, lashing out, demeaning comments before. It's quite shocking, really. And it shuts people's hearts down. It shuts down your motivation to take a risk. It makes people hypervigilant. It makes people have panic attacks. And it's been revealed to me that people have had panic attacks before going to some of these meetings because they anticipate the attack. So just the people on this call tonight, can you imagine if we had a separate meeting, all of us on this phone call tonight, and just imagine that we approached that meeting all working together to raise money for the station. We could come up with a whole list of things, a beautiful plan, and it's kind of like we're standing at the mountain and a group of people has your back. The mountain doesn't look that big. But if you're standing at the mountain and the group of people doesn't have your back and you're all criticizing and you're all blaming and you're all putting each other down, it's a lot harder to get through life, all the challenges. We are in the middle of a COVID pandemic, and it is amazing that this station is doing as well as it is. And we need to, from my perspective, acknowledge that. Acknowledge that we got through the coup. That was incredible effort. People staying up all night long to bring the station back, and then you get hit by the pandemic where we all know of other businesses that have folded and people have lost their jobs. It's a miracle that the station is happening. I think we need to show this appreciation and really be working together instead of tearing each other down with criticism and blame. And that's all I have to say. So thank you for hosting this meeting.
Mario on the stack.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, Mario, I'll put you up there. I have Diaz next on the stack.
Thank you.
I'll put Mario in. Anybody else want to get on the stack?
I have a question.
Okay, several people at once. Please say again, who wants to be on the stack?
Matt
Mazza.
Serene has a question of a point of information.
It's a question. What is the question?
Yeah, what part of the agenda are we in right now?
New business.
Okay. Did we extend it past 5 minutes? Because I haven't heard any business yet.
No, we new business comes in at the end, and the meeting goes to 9:30. So that's
okay.
What we're in right now.
I thought I heard you insist that the motion I made when I was speaking before was going to be moved to new business. I wasn't giving an option.
You can make it. Why don't you put yourself
in
the stack and you can make your motion?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I thought that was real clear. Do you want to be on the stack?
No, thanks.
No? Okay. All right. So what I have next is me, then Mario, then Matt. Anybody else?
Hazel
Pinder. Anybody else? Okay, the stack right now is me, Mario, Matt, Hazel Pinder, and I'm going to go now. Okay. Well, there's a lot to agree.
I'm sorry. Are you hearing my? Are you hearing my
with, call? Okay, who's talking?
This is James.
What do you want? Are you saying you want to be on the stack?
Sorry, I was unmuted. I was on another call. Sorry.
Okay, we got beeps and bleeps. All right. I'm hearing various things that I agree with. I mean, some people are saying things I've been saying before. I will very quickly say something the regular members of this committee have heard me say, more than once. When you have a business, and again, in some ways, you have to look at BAI as a business because we have to live in a world where we got to pay bills. If you have a business and you have a product and you're going along and your product isn't making enough money to keep you going, you have two kinds of choices at that point. either you say, oh, we've got to get a different kind of product, a new product that they were going to do, or else you say, we have to improve the product that we're putting out there that isn't selling so well. Well, for WBAI, the real life situation is, we can't put in an extra product. I mean, people might say, well, if you go out and ask people for money, okay, that's other stuff. That's not actually the product. The product of a radio station is the air. That's really our only product. We can't get another product unless you want to count going on the web and stuff, which is the same thing, our content going out there. So since we can't add another product, we have to improve the product we're doing, and we've got to figure out how to do that. That then comes with a whole lot of questions of, do we have a philosophy of what the hell we're doing? And I think in Pacifica we do. If we wanted, I put this out years ago when this was more relevant. I said, hey, if we wanted to, we could do an easy listening radio station and we'd get a lot more listeners, but we don't want to do that. I don't know what the real equivalent of easily listening is today, but, you know, you can try that. In any event, we have a certain philosophy, and we can't just put anything on the air. So we have got to try to figure out how to improve what we're putting on the air, which is compatible with the Pacifica mission as we each understand it. Not everybody has the same understanding of it, and go with that. Now, in terms of having to watch out for not raising enough money, I agree with that. I've been saying for years, yeah, this is a problem. I've said this every time we bring a budget up that has a deficit to it. We have been running deficits for a very long time. I remember when a general manager had the books taken away. BAI's books were taken away because we were doing so poorly. This was in the 90s. So we've got a long tradition of running deficits, and this is a problem. How to deal with this is another problem. You say, well, get better programming on there. When somebody comes on to actually work at being the program director of a radio station like BAI, some of the stuff they have to look at is, how do you get that to happen? Well, you have to find somebody who comes in and will do it. Now, current management has the idea of some people who have some success somewhere, plug them and they'll do it. I don't know how great that's working. But the other part of it is to bring people, put them on the air, and let them develop and get a listenership. You then run into a difficulty there. If you have somebody come in and they've not done radio before, or are just not in any big way, and they start getting more listenership and more notice, and they really start getting good, they're going to get a phone call from somebody at a for-profit radio station who says, hey, how much are you making at WBAI? And when they tell them, I'm a volunteer, they'll say, how would you like to make $150,000 a year doing the same thing you're doing with more listeners? At that point, you generally tend to have that person who is doing well take a hike. That's one of the issues. The other issue is people think you can just say, oh, we want, there's a lot of people in New York, a lot of talented people. Hey, come on and do radio. Not everybody can walk in and do radio. It's a skill, it's a talent, and not everybody can do it. And not everybody agrees who can do it. So there's that issue too. And, you know, you can't afford to pay a lot of people to do radio at BAI. So there are issues there. And to say that, oh, it's the fault of the producers because they're not raising enough, well, one, the producers could use some direction. Two, the producers could use some cooperation. And three, give people a chance and help them out. And I'm not disagreeing with much of anything that anybody's been saying. This is just a little synopsis that I see it, plus a few things that I've been saying for a while. And I'm done. And the next person on the stack is Mario.
Hi. Okay.
To be make myself a little more clear, and then also make a suggestion or two again on how to raise money. I said this the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine, and they're a listener as well. They're involved in the station. There seems to be a running of the station. People want to run a station with programming, and instead of running a station to run a station, programming is part of running a station. It's not running the station only. It's part of it. What you do is, now, again, this is what I mean needs to happen or should happen. I don't know if this is legal. I don't know if it could be done. But you get a team of volunteers who promote or would enroll people to the station. They create a result. They get a finder's fee. They get a bonus. They get a one, you know, they get something. Things like this need to be discussed, need to be found out. Can we do this? If people do a certain thing under volunteering, but then the incentive is we can't pay you, but if you do this and you create the result, you get a bonus. You get a finder's fee. So things like this need to be done like that to move things along. Producers need to promote this show by, I remember regular radio stations having appearances of producers appearing at a mall and signing something or just being there. And they would announce it on the radio if you want to meet certain producers of this radio station. These were mostly commercial radio stations. That should be done. And I'm telling you, looking over your shoulder with Pacifica breathing down your neck saying, are you grinding the stone? What are you doing? You're doing the same stuff that doesn't work, and then you're telling me that, you know, look what we're doing, programming, programming, programming. It's not working. It needs to be more. There's so many factors why it needs to be more. But to get into those minutia factors, you got to go, I once did a training where one of the tasks were given to my group was, you got to bring a Hamilton watch here in 4 hours. Now, for people who know, that's an expensive watch. It's hard to find, you know, whatever. And we actually try to figure out how to get one. And then somebody says, I know how to make one. And they made one out of paper, drew it, and improvised, to put it on the wrist, and said, I got the Hamilton watch. And everybody says, you got it. That's the kind of stuff that needs, but somebody would turn around and now see what I'm saying and go, what is he talking about? What? That's not a real Hamilton watch. Why the Hamilton watch? That's not it. It's the spirit and the dedication and the commitment. That's what people want to see. If people saw this with LSB and the management doing this, they would get inspired and say, okay, leave them alone. They're doing something. I'm telling you. But to do this and all this, the Robert's rules and programming. You know, does anybody know that Nader is on the station? But then again, he's from another generation. And the youngsters, that's not the answer either. It's about enrollment, the stuff that I just talked about. You got to do things like this, and you got to find out what's legal, what's not legal, what can be done. Can you do bonuses? You know, come and volunteer and come up with incentive and ways. You know, you raise some money, you get us some money, you get us a grant, we'll get you a finder's fee, or we'll do this. Something that can be done. And that's that. And most of the people are going to say, no, thank you. I don't know. All right, I just did it like that. But these campaigns, I don't understand how the producers need to be out there meeting the people. Now it's a little harder with the social stuff. All right, so that's that. And this is the stuff that I've been saying that needs to happen, should happen. And it should be a new, like, passion and do these kind of things and just do it and stop with the, well, it's not, that doesn't seem this and it doesn't seem that. it's not egalitarian, and it's who needs that? You got to come up. You got to make the watch, make it out of paper, and show up and say, look, and show that you're at least in that vein, that you're ready to go. You're ready to jump on something, create something. That shows creativity. People give you points for that, even though you didn't get any buddies or members. At least you're on point with the creativity. At least you're on point. But to be ho-hum and minutia and all this, and it's not working, man. If you doubt what I'm saying, I call you on it based on your results. You're failing based on your results. Okay, thank you.
Okay, before we go to the next person, I just want to say, Mario, the idea of having people get a cut of it, we have been told for years by the boy. I'm sounding funny. Is somebody having this on speakerphone or something? Oh, good. Thank you. We have been told for years by General Counsel of Pacifica that if we cannot hire somebody and say you're hired, we'll give you a cut of what you raise for the station because that's illegal because we're a not-for-profit. So as far as I know, that isn't legal. Next person up is Matt Mazza. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes. Can you hear me okay now?
You're a little light. Are you on speakerphone?
Yes. Let me get close.
Please get on a better phone.
Okay. I'm on a regular phone now. I was going to say, number one, an idea I have, we have in our archives there, in our inventory, a WBAI sampler disc as a sample of our programmings. If I gave everybody, I don't know who's out and about, but I am out and about and I do contact people, carry a couple of these discs, has various programs of different types, you know, which is a sampling of all our different programming. Hand somebody one of these discs. Do you know, hey, what do you do? I work at a radio station. Give them one of these discs. They have that. That's one, it's small, but it's a way of potentially increasing listenership. The other thing is we need to review our mission statement in terms of providing a venue for artists. Now, we used to do this in the commons because COVID killed that. But we need to see all the points in our mission statement, and that's one of them, providing a venue for amateur artists that can come and perform. We've had stand-up comedy. We've had music. And we've had speakers. Oliver Stone came to speak, Chris Hedges, you know, events like that. So that we should look at. Say again? SOB events, the Latin events, we cleaned up. I mean, people were coming in, $20 at a time. I did the door a couple of times for that. People come in. There's things like that we need to keep in. They have dropped out pretty much, largely because of COVID. But that is the idea, I want to say. And in addition to, we have theater tickets. I mean, David Rothenberg, he is the most amazing. You know, Bertel was saying he had 12 buddies. I just produced two shows. David Rothenberg came to me and says, Matt, I have a listener who will give us $1,000 if you can produce. Can you copy the last two shows I did onto a disc? I said, sure. I mean, this is not a premium per se, but I did it. And the guy had a check, a money order for $1,000, two CDs. I made a nice package for him, of course, gave him several copies, and a bunch of other stuff. But things like that. The theater tickets, I think, are the greatest. Now, the idea is people can get affordable theater tickets that don't cost us anything, and we make money on it. Maybe we can charge a little more for it, but that's the idea. people now can go to theater, you know, affordably, instead of $700 for a ticket to see Hello, Dolly. It's what it is. Of course, now, with COVID, we have nothing theater. So we have to work on, well, seeing how we can get some of these points in. You know, there is a certain amount of gathering, you know, if you're social distance. There are concerts. Museums are opening up now. So things are starting gradually. So maybe we could see how we could take advantage of that. And that's my commentary.
Okay, next person on the stack is Hazel Pinder. Hazel Pinder, we don't hear you. Are you on mute? What is it, pound six?
No. Can you hear me?
Now we hear you. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, I agree with a lot of what was said. One of the things I used to love about BAI was that there were a lot of social gatherings where they would have book signings or a meet and greet with the producer, and I got to shake hands, and I would buy books, and I'd go to the museum and the theater, as someone mentioned. I got to see a lot of plays. And I think we're missing that now. And, you know, we're not really pushing the station. Like Mario had said, tabling, you know, that was something we used to do, too, where we would hang out flyers. You know, maybe we could have palm cards. We could maybe have college students, you know, pushing the station. There's so many things that we used to do. I know COVID has stopped that, but we do need to think outside the box. I mean, maybe we can have the producers who want to pitch, maybe they can, you know, pitch more, especially the ones who are good at it and bring in the money. I just think, you know, we do need to meet and talk about this. We do. It's important. And, you know, that's why we're on the board, because we're supposed to be helping to raise money. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, now that was the last person on the stack I had. Is there anybody else who has anything else at all for new business?
I was trying to be heard. I guess you couldn't hear me. Can you hear me?
Serene Roberts? Okay. Serene Roberts and Bertold, you want to go too? So it's the stack is now Serene Roberts and Bertold Reimers. Anybody else want to get on the stack? Okay, Serene Roberts, go ahead.
Okay, so the slots that are marked as special on the grid are spots that the PD has designated for particular programming. It's not an open invitation for anybody to say, oh, I'll take that special spot. Programmers already pitch. I've not heard any program. I don't listen 24/7. I've gotten over that addiction. But I've not heard anybody who doesn't make what sounds to me to be a very sincere pitch. There are some people who make two or three extended pitches during their program that are more than about pitching just their program. In terms of what is possible, we have an older population for the most part, as our board certainly, and as our staff. And I know the city is, quote, opening up. But many people have, either simply because of age or because of underlying conditions, really aren't in a position to run out there and hand something out. And frankly, when I'm out, I'm extremely cautious about accepting things from people. Yes, I know it's airborne, but, you know, people touch stuff. So I think we really are underutilizing what we have, which is our air. We have not done any extended movement towards the other not-for-profits in this city. Some of them, you know, definitely are actually gone, and others will go. And I would say that we could have saved some of them by making a dedicated space on our air, not for one woman who says, oh, my company deals with nonprofits, call me, but actually featuring, you know, all the
off-Broadway theaters. I mean, those actors, not only are they literally hungry, some of them, but they're also hungry to perform and do their art. And instead of even setting, okay, we're going to have this slot or these two slots, and we're going to rotate it so that each off-Broadway theater company gets a week, we didn't have that kind of thinking, right? We don't have those people promoting BAI as a place where they can be heard. Instead, we gave it, you know, to particular outfits. There just has to be a broader, more inclusive, more culturally diverse thinking about what we do than has been evidenced in recent times. Because New York is for all of us. You know, we have the census that they've just cut short by a month. We're still playing, it's 2 weeks from now, we're still playing cards that are 3 and 4 months old. I mean, we're not serving our communities. And with people dealing with limited funds, uneven income, you know, all these problems, sure, BAI is great. I couldn't live without it. But we can't say to people, hey, we're over here, you know, occasionally we'll do something that's relevant to your life. We have to be on the spot. We bring in, and I don't understand the concept, with all due respect, Mario. There's outreach and all of that, but everything is based on the programming. It's what we do. It's our product. So it absolutely matters what we push on the air. The fact that our membership is down to, 40 paid membership down to about maybe 4,500, that's insane. It used to be four times that much. So there are things that we are not doing, and then we hear that people are working on things, but they don't want to tell anybody. Well, unfortunately, we're not a private company where you can do your stuff with organizational resources and not tell anybody. It's based on opening the door. That's why we're dying, because people want to come in and close the door behind them and have the control. It's about opening up. We can certainly still do bumper stickers. We should be doing advertising. There are cheap ways. We can be accepting advertising for our website, even if there's, you know, the whole underwriting thing that we don't want to do this on air, we don't want to do that on air. And even that is such a narrow approach. We have not-for-profit book publishing companies. We should be promoting events with them when they do author interviews, when they do a poet's night. We don't have any poetry on our ear. I don't know what has happened to art. We don't have to have an arts director in order to have art. We barely have art during the day. I don't even know where it is. You know, if you're up for music at 10 and then there's some overnight shows that are, you know, absolutely worth waking up for. But, you know, King does 6 to 6:30. It's usually an art-based thing. Other than that, where is the art at BAI? And we're in New York, where people will do anything to express themselves. We have a website that we could incorporate video into. Why aren't we doing that? You know, where can these, I don't know, this is a finance committee meeting. Why aren't we having meetings where these things are being discussed and where we move from talk to action?
This is Mary. I agree.
Hold on. Serene Roberts, are you done?
I said I'll stop.
Oh, okay. Next on the stack is Berthold Reimers.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I hate to say it, it sounds cliche, but I do agree with everything that's being said there. You know, but at the end of the day, I'll tell you the truth is there's a lot of talk. Because, you know, first of all, you know, WBAI is as good as producers and their engagement. It's not as good as its management, because I believe that WBAI's strength is in the diversity of the producers that each have specific interests and specific niche markets that they are interested in and love and are crazy about. And so when the producers are supposed to be bringing those things on the air. It is impossible for Linda and I to go out there and find all these things and bring them all in the air. When you have the producers, each show, you know, Mike Sargent with, you know, his, Newsreel and all of that stuff, different shows have different focuses. And, you know, the hackers and all of that stuff, they are supposed to be bringing, New York City to the air. Now, you could argue that maybe we need to have a more diverse set of shows, but the set of shows we have right now, they're not bringing New York City on the air. I mean, I find myself a lot of times, you know, looking around, calling, begging producers to cover something where that should not be the case. They should be doing it. So that's my first comment on that.
Wow, that's amazing, Berto. That's amazing.
Mario,
yeah, that's
amazing. Mario, please let him speak.
No, I'm saying I agree. It's amazing.
Okay, no, but please let him speak. He's speaking. You're talking over him. So again,
if you're going to find looking for a solution for WBAI in management could be God sent. It's not going to happen. It has to be the engagement of each producer and their interest, their specific interest. Some people are interested in arts and in different things, and they have to go out there, and when things are happening out there, they have to bring it to the station. That's BAI. Management cannot do it. I mean, you know, I go out of my way. I go to the islands. I find people. I connect them to producers, and producers do coverage of this and that. I have a book right now, To Saint Louverture, to the new one, and Africans in Colonial Louisiana. I shouldn't be doing that. And I'm trying to connect those things to producers. The producers should be doing that. And then, you know, when I bring these ideas to them, they should tell me thanks, but no thanks, because we have so many of these things that we are bringing to the air. That has to be the mentality. And then it cannot be, you know, we're blaming the producers or pointing the finger, but it has to be the mentality. It has to be, that is the strength of WBI. Not management, not the board, not anything else. The strength of WBI is as strong as its weakest producer. And that is it. Now, if people feel that programming needs to have more thinking about how to really do that and then to distribute different producers on the radio, that's a different story. But the strength of the station is its producers, you know? I'm done.
Okay. And I just heard the timekeeper call time. Is that correct?
Yes, it's time for the meeting at 9:30 is originally, all right?
9:31. All right. Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend the meeting, we're going to end it here. I'm not hearing such a motion, so thank you all for attending. The next meeting is, October 21st. Thank you all, and good night. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Everything was very well said. Good night.
You are currently the only person in this conference.